Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, I'm going in depth on a topic that's always intrigued me: sibling vocal harmony. The Andrews Sisters, the Mills Brothers, even the Jackson 5 and the Everly Brothers. So many of the best vocal groups were members of the same family. It's really a nature versus nurture question. Maybe it's in their DNA, or maybe it's all about growing up and singing together. But the blend of sibling singers is absolutely unmatched. This hour, I'll explore family vocal groups across 20th century American music, from the Boswell Sisters to the Beach Boys. It's Sibling Harmony, coming up next on Afterglow.
I'll never see the light. get those blues.
I get those blues
about every night since I fell for you.
Singer Andy Bay and his sisters Geraldine and Salome Bay in 1964 with Since I Fell for You. Andy Bay and the Bay sisters were a gospel-inspired jazz trio in the early 60s before Andy broke out as a solo artist. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at family vocal groups and that wonderful phenomenon of sibling harmony, including groups like the Mills Brothers, the Andrews Sisters, and the Five Stair Steps. This hour won't be an exhaustive guide to pop music's many, many sibling groups. So I'm sorry if you're a fan of Nelson or the Pointer Sisters or the Del Rubio Triplets, but I am going to try to be fairly comprehensive here, looking at musicians from a variety of eras, well beyond the world of jazz. We'll start, however, in the world of jazz, with one of the earliest vocal jazz groups and one of the earliest family groups in American music. The Boswell sisters. Connie, Vet, and Martha Boswell were three white sisters from New Orleans, and not only did they have some of the tightest harmonies of any singing group, they were capable of executing nimble vocal acrobatics. The Boswell sisters clearly laid the path for all jazz vocal ensembles, and even a lot of jazz singing in general. In fact, Ella Fitzgerald, arguably the greatest jazz singer of all time, said her biggest singing influence was Connie Boswell. We'll hear from a few early 1930s recordings from the Boswell sisters now, beginning with their 1931 hit, Roll On, Mississippi, Roll on Afterglow.
But hear that whistle, there goes the bell. That means we're on our way. All aboard, boy, I'm feeling swell. This is my happy day. Paddle wheel, you're mighty, mighty slow. That's why I keep on shouting, let her go.
Roll on, you Mississippi, roll on. Come on, you lazy steamer, quit your stalling and move along. Clear the river, here we come. Watch her smoke, boy, hear that engine humming, Lordy. Take a look at that shore with the folks I adore. There's a spot round that
move on, you lazy steamer, move on. Roll on, you Mississippi, roll on. You Mississippi, roll on.
Come and meet those dancing feet that are flitting, flitting on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet that are flitting, flitting. It's a song I love, that melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Lovely ladies from the 80s, give yourself a treat. La 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 la, side by side, they glorified. La 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 la, where the whole world needs success and defeat. 42nd Street, hardy gaudy, sort of sporty. 42nd Street. 42nd Street, 42nd Street.
The Boswell Sisters in 1933 with the Al Dubin and Harry Warren tune, 42nd Street. Before that, we heard them in 1931 with Roll On, Mississippi, Roll On. Another important sibling harmony group from the 30s and 40s was the Mills Brothers. The four Ohio-born brothers, Herbert, Donald, Harry, and John Mills, had their start with barbershop harmony and not gospel harmony, which may be why they became one of the first African-American vocal groups to have a large appeal with white audiences. They were a groundbreaking group with over 70 hit singles and 50 million records sold. We'll hear now one of their biggest hits from the year 1944. This is the Mills Brothers with their Decca single, You Always Hurt the One You Love, on Afterglow.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest road and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose, crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
The Mills Brothers in 1944 with the pop standard You Always Hurt the One You Love, written by Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher. The close harmony style popularized by the Boswell sisters and the Mills Brothers paved the way for other family singing groups in the 40s and 50s, and no sibling vocal group had more success than the Andrews sisters. Minnesota sisters Laverne, Maxine, and Patty Andrews were attractive, wholesome, and immensely talented. More than any other group, the Andrews sisters blended like they were one unit rather than three persons. They became musical icons during the war years and sold over 75 million copies of their 113 hits. Here are the Andrews Sisters now with one of their biggest wartime hits, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, on Afterglow.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot de rosette to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Doo 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 da da doo da da doo doo. He blows it A to the bar.
He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, 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 da. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
You say it's yes and then it's no. You say you'll stay and then you go. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? First you say you do and then you don't. And then you say you will and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
I've been sitting on a fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. You promise to return when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I sure will.
If you got a heart and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? You say you do and then you don't. No, you don't. And then you say you will and then you won't. No, you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play and then it's no, then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go, you're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. You promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I'll show it. If you got a heart, and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? You say it's yes and then it's no. You say you'll stay and then you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
One of the groups to follow in the footsteps of the Mills Brothers, that was the Ames Brothers with Les Brown's orchestra in 1951 performing Undecided. Ames wasn't their real last name. They were actually the Urich Brothers, Ed, Vic, Gene, and Joe Urich from Maiden, Minnesota. Before that, we heard the most successful sibling harmony group from the 40s, the Andrews Sisters with Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. This swing pop style of vocal harmony that started with the Boswell sisters didn't last far beyond the 1950s. Probably the last sibling harmony group of this style to have any success was the McGuire sisters. Christine, Dorothy, and Phyllis McGuire from Ohio became very popular in the mid-1950s, And an interesting fact, Phyllis McGuire became notorious in 1968 when she was romantically linked to mob boss Sam Giancana, an affair that involved connections to Frank Sinatra, Robert Kennedy, and the CIA. I'll play one of the McGuire sisters' biggest hits now, which showcases the sisters' perfect intonation. Here are the McGuire sisters in 1955 with Sincerely on Afterglow. McGuire Sisters in 1955 with Sincerely, a doo-wop song originally performed by Harvey Fuqua and the Moonglows in 1954. Coming up after the break, I'll play some other sibling harmony groups, including the Beach Boys, the Staple Singers, and the Dixie Cups. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. And the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Sibling Harmony on Afterglow.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. all kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who seen us know that not a thing can come between us.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at sibling vocal groups this hour. After about 1955, that swing pop style of close harmony singing, like the Mills Brothers and the Andrews Sisters, fell out of favor. In its place came an explosion of styles, including doo-wop, folk, rock and roll, soul, and many more. Family vocal groups continue to thrive in all of these styles. For the rest of this program, I want to showcase some of the best family vocal groups from the late 50s into the early 1970s. I'll start with the Everly Brothers. Don and Phil Everly were some of the most successful early rock artists, influencing Simon and Garfunkel and the Beatles. They had dozens of hits in the late 50s and early 60s, and when they sang, it was hard to tell where Don's voice ended and Phil's began. Here's one of their biggest hits now. This is Bye Bye Love on Afterglow.
Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Oh.
I don't feel the same way.
The Beach Boys, a group consisting of brothers Brian, Dennis, and Carl Wilson, along with their cousin Mike Love and friend Al Jardine. That was their 1964 song Warmth of the Sun, a beautiful example of their vocal blend and their intricate songwriting style. Before that, we heard the Everly Brothers with Bye Bye Love from 1957. Some family vocal groups were very young when they got started. Michael Jackson wasn't even a teenager when he first started recording with his brothers in the Jackson 5. And Mavis Staples was barely 20 years old when she first recorded with her family, the Staples Singers. This next group, the Dixie Cups, were a bit older, but not by much. Sisters Barbara Ann and Rosalie Hawkins and their cousin Joan Marie Johnson were around 20 years old when they fell onto the radar of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller in 1964. That year, they had a hit with the Phil Spector, Jeff Berry, and Ellie Greenwich song, Chapel of Love. Here's the Dixie Cups now with another Berry and Greenwich song recorded that same year. This is G Baby G on Afterglow.
G Baby G, G Baby G, G Baby G, Baby G. I love my baby. Yes, I do. And I can trust in him because I know that he'll be true.
Yeah.
Gary, Indiana's The Jackson Five, brothers Michael, Marlon, Jackie, Tito, and Jermaine Jackson. That was their 1971 ballad hit, Never Can Say Goodbye. Before that, we heard the family girl group, the Dixie Cups, from New Orleans with G Baby G. A few sibling vocal groups from the 60s transformed themselves in the 1970s. For instance, take the Staple Singers, consisting of father Pop Staples and children Cleotha, Purvis, Mavis, and Yvonne Staples. They began as a gospel group from Chicago in the late 1950s and became one of the biggest R&B acts from the 70s with songs like Express Yourself and I'll Take You There. Likewise, there's the Isley Brothers, Ronald Rudolph and O'Kelly Isley from Cincinnati. They transformed their sound several times. They started with raw, early R&B hits like Shout and Twist and Shout in the 50s, moved on to more clean-cut work with Motown in the 60s, and finally became masters of funk in the 1970s with songs like It's Your Thing. And then there's the Bee Gees, brothers Barry, Robin, and Maurice Gibb from Australia. They began as imitators of the Beatles in the 1960s, before becoming kings of disco in the 1970s. We'll hear from all three of these groups now, with a focus on their earlier work. First, here's the Staple Singers in 1968, with a soul gospel folk song they made for Stax Records. This is Long Walk to DC on Afterglow.
It's a long walk to DC, but I got my walking shoes
on. On the way to Washington,
I can't take a plane, bus or train, 'cause my money ain't that long. America,
we believe.
Oh, that you love us still.
Love us still. somebody said to do each and every little thing. But what does it bring if I ain't got you? Ain't got, baby. You don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like to love somebody. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. I know. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you, baby. You don't. To love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
An early song from the Bee Gees. That was them in 1967 with their song To Love Somebody. The brothers Gibb wrote that song for Otis Redding, but Redding died before he could record it. To Love Somebody was later covered by Nina Simone, Janis Joplin, and even Michael Bolton. Before that, we heard a 1966 hit for the Isley Brothers. That was This Old Heart of Mine, written by the Motown songwriting team Holland Dozier Holland, a team best known for their work with the Four Tops and the Supremes. And starting that set, we heard the Staple Singers in 1968 with Long Walk to D.C. I'll close off this hour with one more sibling vocal group, the Five Stair Steps, a Chicago soul group consisting of siblings Alo, Clarence, James, Dennis, and Kenny Burke. They were never quite as famous as the Jackson Five, another Midwest family quintet from the same era, but they did have one big hit song, and it's one of my absolute favorites. Here's the Five Stair Steps with their 1971 feel-good hit, Ooh Child, on Afterglow.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful.
Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah,
easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
The five siblings of the Five Stair Steps with their 1971 song, Ooh Child. And thanks for tuning in to this sibling harmony edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. And the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.